Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a number of issues, variety of issues today. We're asking the question, is America going to pot, or America is going to pot, either way you want to couch it. We just had the U.S. House of Representatives, by a vote of 220 to 204, voted to legalize. They call it decriminalizing marijuana in America. It literally means to legalize marijuana in America. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned because when you look at the scripture in the last days of the tribulation, and by the way, I won't be here. If you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and you're truly saved, you won't be here because we'll already be taken out by way of the rapture. Rapture of the church, sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ from this old wicked world. But the latter days of the tribulation, found in Revelation chapter 18. By the way, the book of Revelation is chronological. You find the unfurling, the unveiling, the unraveling of the end of time as you study the book of Revelation. But the 18th chapter is the latter portion of the days of the tribulation, not long before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The 18th chapter, the 23rd verse says, "And the light of the candle shall not shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth by way of sorceries," and our word pharmacy, pharmakeia, that word pharmakeia, "by way of sorceries," pharmacy, pharmakeia, drugs, "were all nations deceived." So we're watching that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, all nations being deceived by the introduction of marijuana. They can dress it up and put lipstick on it. It's still a pig, as Sarah Palin used to say. But it is the fact that marijuana is the way that usually the individual is introduced to. In fact, my research shows that everybody that's on fentanyl, on oxycodone, and any of the other hard drugs, hallucinatory drugs, start out on marijuana. Marijuana is the starting point. Marijuana is the starting point, and it opens the doors for total addiction and total control, and we need to be concerned about that because we're watching our decay, watching the decay, the implosion, the absolute evisceration, the destruction of the foundations of America. And the scripture says in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" We're watching shootings. I'm looking at an article that says 6 dead, 15 injured from shootings in downtown Sacramento. The timeline of the chaos is listed. Ladies and gentlemen, you find shootings, murders that's taking place in the major inner cities of those that are controlled by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. And as a result of that, you're finding major homeless people being camped out where the cities, the counties, the municipalities are paying for, buying out of taxpayers' money, the drugs for them to keep high on. And as long as they can keep them high on the drugs, they can continue to control that portion of the population. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes to a further decay of the citizens in the United States of America. I'm concerned about it because it's not just the one aspect, but it's the total aspect of all that is taking place today to literally allow the government to fully control we the people in the United States of America. It's happening on a global basis, and I'm concerned about what we see taking place in America. We've just seen the woke Disney organization embracing the sodomite lifestyle. So you take the sodomite lifestyle, you take the lifestyle of the drug-induced society, you take the lifestyle that makes the citizens totally dependent upon the government for food, clothing, and shelter. We have a total control populace, and I believe that's where it's headed in the United States of America. I believe Greg's on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
A few things to say on this subject. First off, you know, the argument that we've spent a lot of money enforcing these federal laws, and we, you know, this money's, you know, not done anything. It's not stopped anything. You know, all these folks are in jail, and this, and you know, essentially, if we make it legal, then we won't have to put all these folks in jail. If we make it legal, we won't spend all this money on law enforcement. Just so you know, folks, that can be used for laws across the board. We could say, you know, if house burglary wasn't illegal, we wouldn't have to lock people up for that. We'd save a lot of money in the, you know, the system of prosecution and incarceration and this and that. Arson, right? I mean, I'm not comparing those two, understand. For the believer, I would say this: because something is lawful does not make it right. It does not make it moral. Obviously, since 1973 in the United States, the Supreme Court has declared that it's been lawful to commit these 70 million or so abortions. It does not make that right. And there is a good use and bad use for just about everything on the face of the planet. But I believe there's a strategic position by this Democratic Congress pushing the things that they're pushing. And I believe it's an organized chaos.
Yes.
You know, certainly for decades now, they have dumbed down the culture through government schools. Mm-hmm. Our academic standards have been falling off a cliff. People are graduating high school, and they cannot read, write, add, and subtract at an eighth grade level. So the culture has been dumbed down. Today, in the past couple of days, they've announced that they're going to drop this Title 42 so more people can flow across the border and stay. 3 million or more people since January of last year have unlawfully crossed the border. Most of them have stayed. Tell me, folks, does that lead to chaos? That leads to chaos, absolutely. We have limitless spending where they're looking at spending another $5.8 trillion this year. About half of it will be just money printing. They've attacked, when I say they, the Biden administration has attacked oil and gas policies. And they've driven the cost of oil and fuel and gas through the roof. You think that's organized chaos? I think it is. They've embraced critical race theory. It's cultural Marxism that brings about chaos. They've got the anti-police, the defund the police movement that they've continued along that ideology. Now you got, you know, Mayor Lightfoot with 100 security, you know, 70 of them law enforcement, I think 30 private security, while she's been cutting the police budget in Chicago. Tell me, so she's very well protected, but everybody else is on their own. It is an organized chaos. If we're literally doing battle with one another and fighting off the wolves, if you will, and struggling to pay for our gas and struggling to pay for our food, and right, guess what? In that culture, in that society, people always cry out for more government, and the government is the one that created the problem.
Yes.
Government's what, and there's one more thing, and I'll not belabor the point, but just from a Christian perspective, and then I'll go, that Revelation 18:23 toward the end, where I've quoted it many times in relation to the drugs that our society's, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs that our society's been deceived by, the world's been deceived by, the end of verse 23, it says, "For by thy sorceries or drugs were all the nations deceived." I believe this is one more component. One more component where internationally we have a deception associated with drugs. And you touched one more thing on fentanyl. Fentanyl is killing more people, 80,000 people in 2 years, 80,000. And it is the number one killer of those 18 to 45, fentanyl. And we're allowing that to flood across the border. And once a person says, okay, to let's take that little hit on that weed, they will be, most of them, looking for the thing that's a little bit stronger and a little bit stronger. And your drug dealers that fentanyl is going into their pills, they literally they can charge a premium when word gets out on the street. Well, JoJo got killed by that pill. You know, that was, it was that powerful. you'll have people that will buy more of the drugs because they want a little stronger hit. And they figure, well, I'm a little stronger than JoJo. I can make it. You know, I'm a strong man. But it's killing people left and right. Killing people left and right. So why open the door from a believer's perspective? You know, lost world, do what you want to do. You're going to do it anyway. But for believers, please, 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 please be warned, because it's legal does not mean it's right.
Greg, hold on for just a moment. Alan's calling back, a previous caller that said he was saved and he's taking medical marijuana. Let's see what Alan has to say. Alan, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Young, Led, how are you, brother? Thanks for taking me back.
Glad to do so.
I was just researching, and I found a couple. One is Mark 6:13, where the Apostle Mark wrote in Mark 6:13, to be rubbed with the holy plant was to receive divine knowledge. In Genesis, hold on, where did it go? Genesis.
What translation are you reading?
I believe it's the King James Version.
No, it's not. I'm looking at Mark 6:13, and they cast out many demons and anointed with many that were sick and healed them. And it is the word anointed there is aphileo, which simply means to put on a medical rubbing oil, which is the anointing oil. It has nothing to do with marijuana, nothing to do with any connotation of that.
The other question I had was, it's more in, they also, there was a plant known as K-A-N-E-H, bosom, kana bosom, which is the key ingredient in the anointing oil that Jesus used to heal the masses.
Who said that?
I'm reading what it says. It says the word kan, meaning reed or hemp, and bosom, meaning aromatic. I don't know if that any reference to, and then Genesis 1:12.
Alan, if I could put this in, a pro marijuana use individual has written what you're reading has nothing to do with the word study, the Greek word study in the Word of God. So be very careful with the translation that you read that is designed simply to approve from a holy position, as it would be called, that which is unholy in the use of. Greg, what would you respond to Alan with?
I would say, yeah, in that text, I see aleo, which is often interpreted olive oil, is the oil that you're referencing.
Right.
I just say, just be very careful as a believer not to open yourself up to things that could cause damage or destruction. To open yourself up. Many people will go in after a car accident. They'll be prescribed some kind of pain medicine. And very, very, very quickly, many of these pain medicines are chemically addictive. I understand there's a difference with elements of marijuana. It is very easy, even if there's not the chemical addiction, to think that one needs more and more and more. And if it's pharmaceutical, that's prescribed by your doctor, or if it's street corner pharmacy, you know what I mean? In either case, the risk is still there. And the body remains, as a believer, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we ought to do everything we can to preserve it and protect it. So if in your own life, if there's any way that you can analyze and make sure that you are steadily preserving the temple and preserving your witness, because anything that can affect you emotionally, anything that can affect you physically, mentally, can affect your witness as a believer. I would say that for every believer out there, be very, very, very careful. Be very, very careful.
All right. Well, one more Bible verse for you. I just wanted your interpretation, Dr. Young, and the gentleman online. Genesis 1:12-31.
Tell me what you're reading there, Alan.
Did you hear the verse?
Yes.
Yeah, you said 1:12.
That's a long unit of thought. I'm just wondering what your boiled down question is.
Give me a key verse, key text.
That, I'd have to look at the verse, but it says that he, Genesis 1:12-31. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which their seed each according to its kind, and God saw it was good. I don't know if that's somewhere, maybe I read the wrong one, but it was said that God put all the plants on the earth for people, I guess, to consume in a way, or am I reading that wrong?
Well, when you look at the creation story in Genesis 1 and 2, everything that God created, he said it was good, that is honorable, kelos, good. honorable in what he'd done. In other words, God didn't create a mistake. God didn't create a catastrophe. God didn't create something that was wicked, evil, and bad. He created, just like he says, and each tree and each plant was in its kind. He created all the animals, each one in their kind. There's a lot of species, but in each species, there's different kinds within the species. Greg, I'll let you take a statement on that, and then we'll wrap it up with Alan.
Okay. Right. Well, Alan, just so you know, in Genesis 1, you're dealing with a perfect world that God has just completed. And in each stage, he said it was good, and it was good, and it was good, and it was very good. This is a pre-fall world that you're looking at. After the fall and the introduction of sin, guess what? We have every element of perversion that could ever be imagined. And it's gotten nothing but worse all the way up until the time of Noah, and we will face it again. It will be as it was in the days of Noah when Christ returns. So understand, a pre-fallen world, a pre-sin world, everything was good. We're not in that world anymore. We have individuals that have perverted everything that God has blessed us with, everything. So just be careful. Just be very careful out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan, for your call. God bless you today. Greg, I'm thankful that you could take time out to call. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg is on the line with us today. He's one of our four sons. I'm thankful for his testimony, his witness, his knowledge of the Word, and his interest in serving the Lord each and every day. Greg, tell me, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not heard before, Greg is up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as northeast point of Tennessee. What's your weather like there today, Greg?
You know, it's absolutely astounding with nearly clear blue skies, but the wind is blowing ferociously. I just love it when you do see these mountains and all the colors that begin to pop back this time of year. And it's tough to pull me away from this place. I know from time to time I have to go and children and grandchildren have to be visited, mom and dad have to be visited, siblings have to be visited. Man, it is tough to leave this place, and as soon as I leave, I want to get right back. Beautiful country, 61 degrees and a nice 11-mile-an-hour wind out of the east right now. So, beautiful country.
It's not bad. Beautiful day. Greg, I know you're real, real busy, but let me impinge on your time for just a moment. One of the things, other than just the marijuana issue that's high profile today, is the demand for Hunter Biden's laptop to be further investigated. And yet the one that was chief of staff speaking for Joe Biden this morning on Fox News said there was nothing that that Biden's son had done illegal, that Joe Biden says that all that his son has done is legal, and there's nothing that would be detrimental to his son. Speak to that issue for just a moment. Should we be concerned about Hunter Biden? Should we be concerned about the Biden family cabal? Is there a nexus between Hunter and Joe Biden and what's happening in Ukraine and China and Russia? What is the nexus? What is the thing that is so dynamic that we need to know about with the Hunter Biden laptop, and where is it leading? What do you think will be done?
Well, you know, first off, it's amazing to me that that the FBI, who was a director under, in any case, cyber chief, indicated he has no idea where Hunter Biden's laptop is.
You know, and they've had that laptop since 2019.
So for a couple of years, a few years, they've had this thing. I understand that there are criminal things on that to the point that it would be illegal to be in possession of the garbage that's on that laptop. Okay. Now the FBI cyber guy, that would be the division that would be looking at internet crimes or things on onboard technology. They would be the guy, and he doesn't even know where it's at. So where is it at? Keep in mind, we had 3.5 years of Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump-Russia collusion, and it was all based on a fabricated dossier. Now, that turned out to be complete rubbish paid for by the DNC and Hillary, okay? And, of course, lawsuits are already flying on. I say already. We're 4.5 years post, 5 years post the beginnings of the criminal activities of the Obama, Biden, Clinton administration, and we've still not seen justice. I mean, they knew they could play that game. And for 2 years or better, the media played the game of, we're going to hide this. We're going to call it we're going to call it Russian disinformation. We had 50 CIA, FBI, whatever, intelligence officials that came out and signed a letter saying, yeah, this is more than likely Russian disinformation. I say all those folks should be banned from ever working in the federal government again, to sign a letter knowing there's a high likelihood this stuff is legit. But the reality is it's not just a tax thing. The reality is it's not just a, oh, family thing, but Joe didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, the big guy got his cut, the shared account. I mean, keep in mind, Joe Biden said that his son Hunter was the smartest man he knows. So a crackhead, stripper chasing, sister-in-law betting, right? The perversion, I can't even articulate all this stuff. It is perverted. And his daddy knew about all this, and his daddy reported he's the smartest man he knows. You know, Bob Alinsky said that Joe actually showed up for that meeting with Jim and Hunter, actually showed up. So for Joe to say he didn't know anything about the business dealings, he was in on the business dealings. And certainly everything points to him being financially rewarded from the business dealings. So we have stacks of evidence. It's not just a bunch of smoke. The flames are erupting from the building, and you have people within the mainstream media still going, oh, there's no story over there, there's no story over there, there's no, it can't be real kind of thing. These were the same people that ran with the Russia, 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 Trump, Russia collusion. I don't trust any of them anymore. I don't trust any of them anymore. I don't trust our FBI, our CIA, our DOJ anymore, because they were in on this stuff. They lie straight to the faces of the oversight committees that are supposed to be there representing we the people. The amount of damage done to our system by these leftists that are embedded within our agencies is off the charts. It is. I really do not see a recovery. I don't see a recovery where in the future I might be able to say, yes, I have explicit trust in the FBI, the CIA, or the DOJ. But we kind of saw the hinting about that, because in 2016, it was 97% of DOJ employee contributions that went to Hillary Clinton. That says a lot. In the Department of State, 99% of contributions went to Hillary Clinton from Department of State employees. It kind of says a lot about the SES class, basically they're untouchables within our government. The people running the show are political hacks. Yes. They're no longer career professionals that are unbiased, middle of the road. That's not what they are anymore.
Greg, I'm looking at an article that says senators release bank records showing payments to Hunter Biden from China. Before I read the essence of the article, it's a 3-page article. Before I read the essence of that article, do you think that we have a problem today with America standing up against Russia and China, when we have a compromised president sitting in the Oval Office that he was involved with the Biden family cabal and the bribe money that was accepted? This article says newly released bank records show that payments were made to President Joe Biden's son from the Communist Chinese Party. One showed a wire payment of $100,000, another, and it's from a defunct Chinese energy company now, the article says. Another showed a wire transfer to $5 million to the Hudson West Company, Hunter Biden's investment firm. Another was a $500,000 as a one-time retainer fee to another one of his companies. Two others showed $1 million in payments to the Hudson West Company. Another transfer of $1 million to another portion of the Hudson West Company. And I'm looking down the list here. Another $100,000 transaction was dated August the 4th, 2017. A $5 million transfer August the 8th of 2017. Two other payments of $500,000 each in 2018, 2017, respectively, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. With that kind of money being paid, and you and I have talked about it before on the broadcast, that Ukraine simply was the basin in which the money was laundered, going back to the Biden family cabal. Is there anything that America can do to hope that we can stand up against Russia and China and other nations when the leader of our nation's been bought and paid for? One article I read the other day said that China's best asset is in the Oval Office, speaking of Joe Biden. speak to that for a minute, then we'll take a caller.
It sure does appear that they've been bought and paid for. They're not the only ones, though. Literally, as we talk about Ukraine and Russia, and that's right in the news every single day, front and center. I've had many political analyst-type friends that have said, you know, Ukraine's dirty. They're corrupt. I said, yeah, you know, Russia's also dirty and it's corrupt. And guess what? Washington, D.C. is dirty. It's corrupt. You know, it's not the swamp. It's the sewer, okay? So there are a bunch of them. Biden just happens to be an apex predator in more ways than one. Joe, Hunter, Jim, they're all in cahoots, and it's using the power of political office to exchange for, you know, private wealth. He has grown one thing in the past 50 years in government. He's grown one thing: the bank accounts of he and his family members. That's all that it's been about. We have been sold out as a nation. Lacking, other than my faith in God, literally, I would be torn, distraught, and without hope.
Greg, hold your thought for just a moment. Hold your thought for just a moment. Tom, we got about 1 minute. Take about a minute, then we'll wrap it up.
Yes, I was just saying Greg is right on that the government is backing off on crime. The only thing that they're not backing off on is persecuting the Christians. They're getting better and better and better at that. And this side of the rapture, we would just say our government is demonically controlled.
Absolutely. Tom, you're spot on, exactly right. That's the centrality of what we're speaking about today. That's a sin factor, and the Christians, the churches, and the pastors need to cease being silent and stand up. Tom, thank you so much for your call today, brother. Greg, wrap us up. We've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Respond to what Tom said, and then wrap us up on the broadcast today.
I would say for every believer, have your hope in Jesus Christ, not
Amen.
This old world. Don't bank on the bank account. Don't rest on the IRA being there or the Social Security check being there, because it's all going to be as the chaff, and it'll all blow away. The scripture says it'll all melt with a fervent heat one day. But for the believer, we have the faith in the resurrected Jesus Christ. Easter's coming up, folks. Easter's coming up. And I reflect back in the book of Job 19:25, he pointed to that day, even probably 1,500 years nearly before Christ. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." So with that hope, go and take on the world today.
Amen. Greg, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.